Let's talk this week of training.
This week of training coming up, starting on
Monday, September 7th, Labor Day. Remember Labor Day? We're only gonna have morning
classes. So the 5, 5:45, 6:30, 8 a.m. That means the noon, 4:35, 30, 6:30 in the evening are all canceled.
all starting.
The Ironman Challenge got a lot of folks signed up. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing everybody's results and how fast you're able to get this stuff done. And hopefully, you guys will get out there and maybe do a 2 mile run this weekend and then retest at the end of the 4 weeks to see how you improved on that 2 mile run. Maybe you want to do 3 miles or maybe you just want to do 1 mile. But what I would do is some form of testing this weekend of a run, whether it's 1 mile, 2 or 3.
And retest at the end of the 4 weeks to see how you improve. That improvement could just be, not as sore, not as winded.
Recover faster. There's a lot of ways to you can look at the success of over the 4 weeks.
All right.
Let's go ahead and move on. The
Monday
Monday
the 7th, we're going to work up
to heavy one rep in the hang clean,
and then you'll back down to 80% of that.
3 by 1. We got some conditioning. On Tuesday, we're going to do some back squats, 5 by 2 at 80%. We got a little Metcon for you that'll be leg focused. Wednesday the 9th, we're going to do a push pull. So we're going to have some bent over rows, dips, push ups, pull ups, some bicep curls, and some core work. And then on Friday the 11th, we're going to do some deadlifts.
Deadlifts, and we got a that's actually going to be in the conditioning, the deadlift. Hopefully, you guys.
Like the new setup, just kind of testing it out, see how the flow of class goes. What I was hoping to do is add the barbell into more of conditioning, and I think this is going to be more ideal as far as how the class is set up to get to get the equipment.
Also, one thing we'll kind of look at doing is if.
if we need something for the warm up, an ab mat, a kettlebell, or whatever, you'll want to grab that, but what I don't want to do is I want to clean everything kind of at the end. So if we got part A, part B,
What do we use for
warm up will clean once we finish that first part. This way, just kind of speed up the flow of class a little bit, and that way we're not taking a couple minutes 3 times during the class to clean everything. So I just want to cut down the cleaning time and increase the amount of time we're moving. So please be patient. We'll probably have a few kinks to work out. I know I'm gonna move a few things around already. So
Thanks for being patient with it.
hope you guys like the way we're gonna go about things. So yeah, looking forward to next week's training. Hope you guys have a great weekend.